Ministry leadership is hard. It can be exhausting and confusing and overwhelming, especially in times of great change like we're living in now. That's why we need to get up on the balcony, as Ronald Heifetz puts it. We need to learn to get a view from the top, see what's happening on the dance floor. That requires leadership skill, adaptive capacity, emotional health, and deep spiritual formation. I'm Marcus Watson, and my hope is that these quick conversations with Todd Bolsinger would help you both develop a healthy outer life of ministry leadership and a healthy inner life of faithful discipleship. Hey everyone, we're here with another quick conversation for the long haul of leadership with Todd Bolsinger, and we're going to look at a quote from Ken Blanchard today. This is from episode 86. The title is episode 86, Leading Like Jesus, and here's the quote from Ken. Great leaders are great because people trust and respect them, not because they have power. So again, great leaders are great because people trust and respect them, not because they have power. Todd, that word great is a word that we would like to have associated with us, a lot of us. But how do you think about that word great when it comes to great leaders?
Well, what I appreciate about Ken Blanchard's book about leading like Jesus is that just like Jesus turns almost everything upside down, right? You want to be great in God's kingdom. You learn to be the servant of all. If you want to go up, you actually have to go down in the same way that, you know, Jesus, who was the greatest of all, the firstborn of all creation in Philippians chapter 2, empties himself, right? So we start recognizing that what we are finding is that if we're going to be leaders in the footstep of Jesus, we have to recalibrate everything, including things like greatness. And what he tells us, what he reminds us here is that true greatness is ultimately about the impact we have on other people, about their respect and trust in us, not the power we hold over people or the acclaim we get or the platforms we get or the clicks we get or the likes we get or any of that stuff.
So, you know, when we think of great leaders in the world, we do usually think about people who have lots of power. When you look back in history, right, the great leaders are, you know, Alexander the Great and Napoleon or, you know, people like that. All the Caesars, you know, but that's not who Ken is talking about here, right? It's people who, let me look at it again, who people, because people trust and respect them. So, right. And that could be almost anybody. But how do we earn trust and respect? Maybe that's the next question. How do we earn trust and respect with the people that we lead?
Yeah, we do a lot of conversation about trust in our work with adaptive leadership, because the goal of adaptive leadership is to lead people through transformation. That's what is required. It requires adaptive leadership is leadership that an expert can't do. There's not expertise. There's no best practices. You have to actually go through a process of transformation in order to accomplish the mission that you've been given. So the first thing that happens is trust is the commodity that we leaders have to have so that people can will follow them into a process of transformation. So we talk a lot about this, right? There is no transformation without trust. But trust is not transformation. You know, like trust is the commodity that you have to build, and people have to trust you with it. They have to trust you to follow you, and but they need to go through their own transformation, which often means they're following you into places where they're not sure if they're even capable. So you need to become a person who empowers them, cares for them, watches out for them, enables them to be able to come all that God wants them to be.
And it would vulnerability be a part of that as well, perhaps? You know, there's a lot of talk about vulnerability these days, but hey, I'm in this with you. That's kind of how I think of it, perhaps.
Well, think about the people you most trust, right? You, we always say, when we talk about this, we talk about you trust people who have technical competence. They're good at, they're good at the things we need them to be good at, but they also have relational congruence. They're the same people. You trust their character. You trust that their vulnerability is their capacity to be the same person. They're not faking it. And so in this sense, we're really talking about really great leaders are those who are clearly themselves and are as competent as they can be, but they're going through their own process of transformation also. And you, you're invited to go with them in that.
Yeah, I love that. Walking with a leader. And it, I think as we think about great leaders, we always think of them charging ahead of, you know, those that they're leading. And So is that the case? Do leaders have to be ahead of the people that they're leading?
I think it's a great question today. I really do. I think the assumption is the leaders are a few steps ahead and we're following them. I actually don't think that's what leadership is today. I think leadership are people who gather people together.
Yeah.
I think instead of running ahead, they're gathering people together. And in gathering people together, we're collaborating on what it is we need to learn, where we need to go. Yeah. I think the leaders oftentimes are the person who has to actually name the process of transformation that we have to go through, and they're going through it as well. I mean, one of the principles that we have in adaptive leadership is everybody will be changed, especially the leader. Yeah, so if you think of it, maybe the only thing the leader is ahead in is acknowledging their need for transformation.
Yeah. And I just, when I see a leader doing that, I'm like, there's somebody I want to, I can trust that person. I'll go
there. And you respect that person. You respect that person who has the courage to sit there and say, hey, I don't know everything. I'm not the expert, but we're going to go through this together.
Yeah, that's right. So good. All right. So here's the quote one more time. Great leaders are great because people trust and respect them, not because they have power. Well, thanks for listening to this quick conversation with Todd Bolsinger. If you find the Spiritual Life and Leadership podcast valuable, would you share it with someone you know? And would you also rate and review the podcast? That helps to make the podcast more findable for others. Again, thanks for listening, and I will see you next time here on Spiritual Life and Leadership.